The University of North Dakota is getting a DJET. Welcome into this AvWeb audio special from AOPA Expo in Hartford, brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Mike Blakeney reporting. The University of North Dakota's aerospace program has always prided itself in staying on the leading edge of aviation training, and it has made a move into the burgeoning very light jet market at AOPA Expo in Hartford. Don Dubuque, Director of Flight Operations for the highly regarded institution, talked to AvWeb's Russ Niles about the acquisition of a Diamond D-Jet and how it will be put to use by the university.
And you've added something pretty exciting to your stable.
Yes, we're very excited about it. Very excited to get in on the beginning of the VLJ market and be able to do pilot training. There's going to be a huge need for instructors and for pilots for the VLJ.
You've identified some niche needs for the for VLJ pilot instructors, and one of them is teaching VLJ owners how to fly them, right?
That's correct, and the experience. Nice part about VLJ, they're easy to fly. But some of the new owners are going to have some additional extended training to go along with their for insurance requirements. So hopefully we can provide the pilots for that and instructors.
Okay, well, will the average VLJ pilot be able to come to UND and learn how to fly his D-Jet?
Well, we're a collegiate program, so we'll be teaching more instructors than we will the individuals.
The instructors will go off and work for flight schools, and you'll be able to track them down and get together with them so that you can learn how to fly?
Yeah, I don't think that's all figured out yet, but there's going to be a need for mentor pilots to go along with owners, and I'm sure Diamond will be looking at putting together a program to be able to provide the mentor pilots.
Well, and there's probably a more traditional path for some of these pilots. Learning how to fly the D-Jet is a good stepping stone to their future careers, I imagine, too.
Absolutely. Right now we have, a CRJ simulator, and this will just complement that with the aircraft.
Have you nailed down costs and that sort of thing? What's the hourly cost going to be for students on this?
We haven't done that yet. This happened so quickly at NBAA, and that's what we're in the process of doing now is figuring out the curriculum, how it would go and everything. So not quite yet at this time. We have a year. We're hoping to get the aircraft a year from now, so we'll get that all in place soon.
Well, that makes you one of the early position holders, so you can have some mentor pilots out there, right?
That's correct. That'll be the exciting part of it. There'll be a need for it, and that's why being on the front edge will be a big advantage.
Today's special coverage from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut. Be sure and watch AvWeb.com for the latest audio, print, and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@AvWeb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AvWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.